They get out of there as quick as they can because the light has come into the darkness, but they don't want to be in the light. They don't feel safe. They do a runner. They run off as fast as they possibly can. This is how God says everyone in this world lives. They run away from God and His light. They want to hide in the darkness. But the darkness isn't that safe, is it, either? Really? Who's scared of the dark? Anyone scared of the dark? Be a few people scared of the dark. Why are we scared of the dark? We're scared because of what could happen that we won't see. Bad things can happen in the darkness. Bad things can happen in this world as well, can't they? So listen to old Isaiah again. Now those people live in darkness, but they will see a great light. God sent a great light. It's not me, by the way. They live in a dark place, a place that is very dark, but a light will shine on them. It's not a torch or a lamp. It's a person. A child was going to be born. Not any child. He will be called Powerful God. Any children here called Powerful God? I don't think so. He will be called Prince of Peace. Any children here called the Prince of Peace? And if you say yes, I'm going to ask your parents. The one who can bring peace to you is what this child is. You know what peace is? I don't know if you do know what peace is. Let me tell you what it is. It means that knowing that even in this dark world, not only is everything going to be okay in the end, but you can start to live your life as you were truly meant to, with God. A life of love, joy, and peace, and more besides. How brilliant is that? But you know what? You won't get that running away from God. You won't get peace if you're still in the darkness of this world. You'll have no peace. You're in the dark. So, you turn. Turn. That's my job, to tell you to turn away from the darkness and to turn to God, the light. Stop running away from God. We all need to say sorry to God. We need to ask Him, please, can you forgive us? He promised that the true light would come into the world so we could clearly see what we need to see. A baby boy born with the sign of a great shining star, Jesus Christ. He is what all the fuss is about. He is the light, not me. Are we clear on that? Not me, Jesus. Now. Woo-hoo. Oh.
John, I found it.
Oh, hi again, Sally. Found what? My sign?
Yes, I put it round the back there for you.
Oh, great, that's brilliant. Oh, there it is. Was it there all the time? Wow.
It was in some darkness that I found, but I used the torch and I could see everything.
Wow.
And John, why has it got a star on it?
Why has it got a star on it? Well, Sally, that actually is going to help us remember this Christmas that God shines His light in the darkness. That star sign. So that all of us can have peace. It's the sign that the Prince of Peace, Jesus, was born. And we're going to have a brilliant run-up to Christmas as we learn more about that. The big thing that I think we've learned today is this. Jesus is the light of the world, not me. Jesus helps us to see what we need to see. And what is that? That we all need Jesus to save us, and He gave His life to do it. Jesus is Powerful God and Prince of Peace. And hey, do you notice what this looks like? It's not your average sign, is it? It looks a bit like a puzzle piece, don't you think? What do you reckon, Sally, yeah?
Oh, John, I hope we get all the pieces of the puzzle. It would be a bit sad if one was missing.
Well, That's right. No one wants a missing piece, do they, in a puzzle?
Yeah. And John, isn't that like people who are still walking in the darkness? They don't have peace.
Wow. That's a really good way to look at it, Sally. Hopefully we all can find the missing piece this Christmas and find it in Jesus Christ. Hey, thanks for helping, Sally.
No worries.
Think I want to pray and give thanks to God about how good His light is. Let's pray, shall we? Dear God, thank you for shining your light into this dark world. Help us, if we're in that darkness and we know it, to turn to you, to turn towards the light. If we don't know it and we think this darkness is light, please show us. Please show us. It is so important that we understand not only that this world is dark, but that you are the light of the world, Lord Jesus. Help us not to miss out on this peace. Help us not to have a missing peace, but help us to see Jesus, the Prince of Peace, and take that peace for ourselves. Amen.